John Basser with Ivana Stradner of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, writing most recently at Foreign Affairs with her colleague David Shedd, Russia's second front in Europe. Second front, you ask yourself, where? The Western Balkans. Serbia has massed military equipment on the border of Kosovo. Serbia is likely responsible for a provocation recently in which Kosovo was attacked. Serbia is looking for Kosovo, perhaps as an annexation, as an acquisition, as a conquest. The man running Serbia's government right now is named Vucic. Ivana, I'm convinced. What does Vucic get over the possibility of overrunning Kosovo? What does he get from it?
So the Serbian president is playing a very interesting game by balancing between Moscow, Beijing, Brussels, and Washington. And he is using the Kosovo crisis to escalate the crisis and then to de-escalate and then to use that to blackmail the West, telling them if Serbia does not get like a support, that he can actually, you know, that the West can actually see like more escalations in Kosovo. He portrays himself as a pillar of stability in the region when in fact he's the one who is adding fire to the fuel in the region. The reason for that is because this is an old strategy also coming from his political mentor Slobodan Milosevic during Yugoslavia, when he also was trying to portray himself as a pillar of stability by strengthening the far-right groups. And then, you know, so he can actually look as a moderate player in the region. That's exactly what the president of Serbia is doing right now. Also, there will be a snap elections in a month. So he also has numerous reasons to escalate for political reasons, but also because he's a partner of Russia. So no matter what people in the West tell you that Vucic is actually a partner of the West, I don't buy that argument because, certainly, you know, he's allegedly on the European Union path, but he does not actually want the European Union membership. All what he needs is European Union aid, financial aid, but also, for example, to remain in power. And he destroyed completely a pro-Western, a pro-democratic opposition. So he is the only, he's perceived as the only viable choice. Now, what Russia really wants? That's also a very important question that we need to ask. Russia also has strategic interests. I mean, you already see what's happening in the Middle East, let alone in Ukraine, and all Putin really needs to do to win his war in Ukraine is to make sure that the West give up, that the West, you know, gives up on Ukraine. And the only way that he can do that is making sure to install more conflicts across the globe and chaos. So the West, out of fear, they actually appease Russia. Now, why the Balkans? Well, the Western Balkans is really a soft underbelly of Europe. The world still remembers horrible and horrific Yugoslav wars back in the 90s. So with that memory, Putin can also trigger, you know, conflicts over there. I'm not talking about specifically about that we are going to experience another horrendous, like a civil war, the one that we saw back during the 90s. But I still do believe there will be numerous short conflicts, something that we saw a few months ago in Kosovo. Why? Because the key goal is also to challenge NATO and to show that NATO is a paper tiger. Let's not forget that Montenegro or North Macedonia are very, very young NATO member states, very vulnerable. Second thing is that you have NATO peacekeeping mission in Kosovo. And just a few months ago, more than 30 NATO peacekeepers were injured. What did NATO do? Nothing, which is precisely, other than issuing, you know, some we are gravely concerned statements. That's a precisely a dream come true for Putin to show that NATO will not honor its commitment and will throw its ally under the bus, which is exactly how Putin operates. Now, it's not only that. There is also nearby Bosnia and Herzegovina, where the Serbian leader, Dodik, has threatened with secessionist movements. The United States, you know, they put forward several announcements about this, expressing their concerns. But this is still a real thing. So I'm actually not very hopeful about what's happening in the Balkans. I still do believe that we have time to fix it. Now, the real question is whether the West has any willingness to do so. The West likes easy solutions for the Balkans, but the Balkans is very complex. And now when they open the Pandora box, it will be very, very difficult to close it in the way that the West is hoping for. So we shall see really what's going to happen. The Russian government published just recently, the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in their journal, their projection for the elections in Serbia. They believe that everything will be the same and Serbia will have more pressure to recognize Kosovo. But President Vučić openly claimed that he does not plan to recognize Kosovo. So this story that I wrote with my colleague David Chad in Foreign Affairs is, I believe, just the beginning. More of it is something that we can expect soon.
We have just a couple of minutes. Is Vučić capable of overrunning Kosovo? Would that help him to conquer Kosovo?
Well, Vučić does not have rational incentive to go to the war because there is certainly NATO over there. However, given that NATO has not sent any credible and capable signal, just what we saw a few months ago, Putin and Vučić do have incentive to challenge NATO. They do not need to send, you know, tanks and jets. All they really need to do is to operate through paramilitary groups, something that Putin used back in Crimea through a little green man. So that's something that we can actually expect more of it, and to have a plausible deniability coming from Belgrade and Moscow and claiming that these are just, you know, some random militia paramilitary groups that have nothing to do with the governments of Russia and Serbia.
Would it be popular with the Serbian people to claim Kosovo? We have a minute.
Unfortunately, the rise in nationalism in Serbia is real. I've never seen something like that before. So the Serbs would definitely not be happy to see Kosovo as an independent state, as an independent country. And Vučić knows this thing. So let's see how things will develop in the coming months.
There is an election in a month. That will tell us something.
Indeed.
And we're watching the Kremlin as well as Belgrade, because the decisions will be made in both places. Is that correct? Vučić is not capable of making this decision by himself. Is that correct, Ivana?
I doubt that Vučić can make any decision when it comes to further escalations in Kosovo without speaking
right,
and having some sort of an approval coming from the Kremlin.
Ivana Stradner, writing with David Shedd at Foreign Affairs, Russia's second front in Europe, the Western Balkans. I'm John Batty.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,